You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
Last week, the government announced that it would intensify AI usage in the public sector in a move to further reduce spending in the sector. The government has defended the move, but concerns have been raised about the safety, regulation, and vulnerability of AI services. Last week also saw the legislation, Definitions of Woman and Man, Amendment Bill pass its first reading. The members' bill would seek to, in New Zealand law, define genders in a move that has been criticised by many as transphobic. Last week also saw the change of government agencies' names to give primacy to their English names rather than Te Reo Māori first. This week, I spoke with National MP Ryan Hamilton about these topics. Last week, the government announced plans to increase AI usage by the government. What are these plans and why has the government settled on them?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of criticism of, in the last sort of six to nine years, particularly before us, around the increase in the size of the public service. And we came in 23, largely as a as a national party, but also as part of the coalition on making sure that that it was fit for purpose. And we've gone about making some changes, marginal changes, where we've redirected some of that backroom office and redeployed it back into the front lines, which is really important around teaching, nursing, police. But I guess this is really a bit more of a bolder step and say, okay, this is sort of, that was the first phase. Now we're going to look at some more meaningful impact. And I guess it's correlated with AI. I mean, even AI in the last 2 years, I think, I'm sure you've experienced yourself just the accessibility to it, the ease and usability of it. It's just such a dynamic space in terms of growth and application. So obviously it makes sense if we can streamline, what is such a massive part of our workforce. There's going to be some efficiencies in that, not only in terms of productivity, but also cost savings, which, when the taxpayers funding them, is critical.
Looking at these moves, especially, as you've said, in the wake of other job cuts made by the national government in the public sector, where does the government expect this to kind of leave New Zealand and its economy on top of that?
Well, I think we've always taken a pragmatic approach to it. Like, we knew if we came in hard in 23, with more of an austerity type of a budget, it could have had much greater, implications, because at that stage, inflation was rampant. Our debt levels, were high. And in fact, we had a lot of fiscal cliffs and holes that we weren't sort of aware of until we were able to actually see where, time-limited funding streams had stopped and where they started. So it took us a while to manage that. So we took we didn't make radical changes. And even what we're proposing now isn't radical. It's about how do we improve the efficiency of the public service, which a lot of that, there'll be areas around AI that are applicable to different sectors, whether it's in the health sector or, the planning departments. I mean, we've got, 39 separate departments. So it's got the use and application of AI will vary depending on, where and how. But that'll actually enable the government, the public service, to be a lot more efficient and streamlined. But, I mean, this is also, again, we're talking about a 2% reduction in year one and then a 5% the following years. So it's still quite a, it'll still be quite a, a proportionate shift. It's not going to be a radical shift, so people have time to adjust, and those areas that get exposed will have, a runway or a timeline in terms of where and how and who it might affect. But the other thing, of course, is, traditionally, New Zealand's operated at public service at about a 1% of population, and we've seen the increase now from 47,000 to about 63,000 to a 1.2% increase. So all we're saying is, despite saying we're going to try and achieve efficiency, use AI, we're actually just trying to bring it back to what has been a long-standing baseline at 1%.
And I mean, you've kind of touched on it there with kind of the increased rollout of this usage, but is AI usage likely to be something that the National Party supports going forward in the government?
Oh, very much. I think AI usage is, it's going to be one of those things, you know, excuse me, in a couple of years' time, it's like saying, oh, who doesn't use the internet? I guess it is a dynamic space, and obviously, you know, what those boundaries, where those boundaries start and stop is still, you know, anybody's guess. But I think it would be silly not to use. I mean, this obviously it can be used. You can get things like programming done that's very specific to your need. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of off-the-shelf applications that we could use in different, you know, portfolio sectors right now that might help around logistics or planning or, you know, efficiencies with managing inquiry, whether they be on phone or, you know, through the internet. So there'll be a raft of changes, I think, and it's about getting it, you know, courses for courses and ensuring that I don't think there'll be one overarching AI application. I think it'll be just finding those nuances and those applications and where they're best fit. And obviously that won't be static either. I mean, that'll be, you know, it's such a constant evolution. So,
And with that said, where does the government stand now on the need for AI safety and regulation bodies, especially when thinking about potential vulnerabilities in, you know, rolling this out in the government?
Well, I think it's, again, like, I think it's happened so fast. I think it's always something that we'll be watching and obviously watching other jurisdictions as well. I mean, certainly, you know, deep fake is one element of it that we've got legislation, you know, in the House at the moment that's getting worked through, as well as our sort of broader social media policy remit. So that's I guess a part of it. I mean, it's not, you wouldn't say social media is AI, but the algorithms behind it no doubt would be AI. So it's going to be very iterative, but I guess we can't also let us stop using it, you know, and get left behind.
Last week also saw the first reading of a bill determined to define gender. What is National's aim in supporting this bill?
Yeah, I mean, this is quite a hot topic and, you know, it can be quite sensitive for some people. At this stage, we thought the best thing we can do is let's send it off to select committee where it can get tested and thrashed around and community and stakeholders that, you know, are particularly passionate about it can have their say. And you know, we'll keep an open mind and see where that goes. I think people have to be aware that this isn't going to, this isn't a silver bullet. I mean, you know, some people talk about, they get into the intricacies of men and women in sport and transgender sports and that sort of thing. I'm not sure that this bill will address those things, but it will certainly, it will certainly attract those conversations and, we feel it's a conversation New Zealanders want to have. So we'll see how it goes as it progresses.
I mean, you've kind of said it there, but why is this something that right now the government is looking at kind of tackling?
Well, I think we wouldn't have made it a priority, but it's a members' bill, and obviously, you know, that's one of those, I guess, you know, quirks of Parliament where any person from any party gets to draw something out, and this is one of those ones, and so therefore we have to take a position on it. That some people are lucky, like Catherine Webb. I think she's drawn her third members bill in 2 years, which I'd imagine is probably a parliamentary record, because I've known MPs that have been in the House for 12 years and haven't drawn one. That's one of those, I guess it's essentially a lottery, and once they get drawn, parties have to, you know, test them. And you know, even the members' bills we've seen today, it's drawn a mixed response from all parties across the House.
And with this bill, what does the government say to accusations or criticisms of potential transphobia from the government?
No, I mean, I don't think this bill is going to address all those concerns. I mean, it's fairly defined in terms of what its scope is. So some of that stuff may fall outside of the scope. Some of it might come through in submissions. I guess ultimately what we want to see is clarity from the New Zealand public on is this an appropriate vehicle to take forward, or is it too narrow? So I guess that will all get fleshed out through select committee.
Moving onwards, the government has rolled out their rebranding of government agencies to putting the English names first again. Why is this something that the national government saw as needed?
this was actually something we had as part of the coalition arrangement, and I guess we're into that sort of final stretch now and ensuring that we're honouring things that we committed to, you know, whether it was with us in ACT or us in New Zealand First. And this was something that hadn't been finalised, so essentially it's a commitment that we made that we needed to see through.
That was National Party MP Ryan Hamilton on the government's AI usage, the legislation definitions of Woman and Man Amendment Bill, and the government changing government agencies' names to give primacy to the English.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.